Welcome back to Martins and More. My name is Maury Rutsch.
And I'm Spoon Phillips.
And today's episode is brought to you by our Patreon members. Join our growing community for early access to every episode, exclusive video versions of the podcast, behind-the-scenes footage, full-length product demos, and more. We appreciate you. Spoon, wouldn't you agree? We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't really sustain this podcast without our patrons on Patreon. And we're always happy to see the numbers keep growing. So thank you for joining. And thank you for joining us today on a very special Martins and More program.
This is all about the Earth, Spoon. Guess what I'm going to talk about today?
It wouldn't happen to be the Earth, would it?
Not just the Earth, but the Earth Day. Earth Day 2024 has just come and gone. I was lucky enough to be at the Martin Guitar Factory for a very special unveiling of a new exhibit at Martin in the museum dedicated to Martin's sustainability and really their environmental causes and their diligence on keeping the Earth the Earth. And I got to talk to Robert Getzel, Chris Martin IV, Tim Teal. It was a really nice, educational, fun day. And we're going to have to definitely bring you some information from the legendary museum. It was a really fun day. After I got home and edited some of my footage, I got to see some other really great stuff went up online. And by the time I got back and started editing my footage, I did get to see some other great footage from Channel 13 was there. I believe the Morning Call. I met some reporters. I met a person named Kim who was very kind to us and would like to hear more about our podcast. We might have a little bit of news in the works that it's too soon to say exactly what it could be, but I'm getting excited. And Spoon, I'm just sorry you weren't there that day, but Tim Teal gave me a big hug and said, give this to Spoon when you see him.
Ah, well, that's very nice. Yeah, I would have loved to have been there. It wasn't possible. Of course, Earth Day is a global event all around the Earth, in fact. Technically, the modern Earth Day goes back to 1970, and during the rise of the ecology movement. But, of course, there have been a lot of people concerned about the environment, concerned about pollution, littering. History of it goes way back, depending on who you're talking to. And it's something that Martin Guitars, back when they were simply C.F. Martin & Company in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, always were concerned about. They were one of the very first major musical instrument manufacturers to stop using elephant ivory back during the early 20th century. And it's just one way that they could do their part, as it were. And I think anybody who knows anything about Chris Martin, C.F. Martin IV, knows that he has been committed to environmental concerns and causes and both on a personal level and professionally with his company, really ever since he took over way back when.
And shame on me, I'm so excited about the environment and this planet. I forgot to mention the real reason I went to Martin, to see the new DSS Biosphere 2. I almost said Earth, but it's the DSS Biosphere 2.
So yes, that's one of the reasons I was sorry that I did not get to go to the factory. I was really looking forward to seeing this new guitar, and well, I'm excited about it for a variety of reasons, not just because of the very beautiful, evocative painting that Robert Getzel did for the top of it, but because of the design. I'm a big fan of Martin's slip shoulder dreadnoughts, and they don't make that many of them, so very happy that they went with that size. This is the third guitar, as you know, that Robert has done specifically for Earth Day, the first one being the 00L Earth, and which is the slope-shouldered 00. And so I think that's very cool that the first one was a 00L, and the third one is now a DSS, a dreadnought with slope shoulder. So very cool. Very happy to have that. And I'd love to see one in person. But you got to see it in person, so that's very cool. So that was your main reason for going. And then you walk smack dab into Chris Martin and Robert Getzel and their new sustainability display in the Martin Museum. So where is that located? Was that where the country music display had been? Is it like right next to the stage, or where is it in the museum?
I'll give you a hint. Joan Baez, get out of here. We got to make room for something different.
Oh, the Joan Baez was already coming. Yeah. Gone. Oh, I'm glad I got to see that. Yeah, I'm glad I got to see that.
That was pretty short-lived. But yeah, when you first walk in, literally when you walk in the museum door, you see the basically the cutout back wall is showing you the whale. And then you walk around the corner. So it's right there. And it's funny, I was there 2 weeks ago visiting my friend Bobby Madero. Jason Arner was working on something really top secret right off camera. If you would have reached the camera just over here just a little bit,
you're doing something. Going on. I see. So I see.
I'm not smart enough to say, hey, Jason, show me what you're working on. I was just, we're both going to be as quiet as we can while we do our things. And yes, it turns out that the timing of it, Chris Martin was very complimentary of the great job that Jason and Robert did on this new exhibit. So yes, it's the first thing you see when you walk in. And then technically, right when you walk in the museum door, you make a left and you actually see the timetable or the timeline of beginning of Martin is really your course. As you've been there a million times, people who haven't been there yet, you walk through and you'll see a little bit of the original beginnings of Martin. You have to make a right-hand turn. And what you're seeing when you first walk in ends up being the last thing you see after you do the whole self-loop. But it's really, really nice. Now, Robert made this gorgeous 7-foot wooden tree that's painted really paisley and psychedelic aren't going to be the right words, but you'll definitely see pictures by the time you see this program. And it's something really to be proud of. But a little bit of a reverse trivia question. I'm not sure if it was last episode or maybe two episodes ago, the 20 questions game we so love to play. One of the answers this time was the DSS 17, Slope Shoulder 17 series dreadnought that I forgot even existed. It finally has a sister, but the sister is a blue whale. So,
yeah, are they in fact blue whales? They're very blue.
I don't know. They're good. Let me backpedal just a little bit. It's a blue guitar with whales on it.
They're not actually blue whales. I think they're pilot whales, but I don't know my whales that well. But yes, they are whales and they are blue.
Listen, my dad always said, never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
So hold on one second. I'm just going to look that up right now. I should have done that. Maybe they are blue whales. No.
The water was blue. The guitar is blue. All right.
Let's see. Types of whales. It's hard, you know. I don't remember them all. We got to see which one has that kind of mouth. Anyway, they're beautiful. They're big. They're big mammals. And I don't know, Robert. We should have asked him. Are these blue whales? Now that I look up close, I don't think they are, but I think they're not blue whales, but they're whales. But
sorry.
But yes, they are whales. And you know, who doesn't love whales? I've never got to see whales up close. I've only seen them from way, you know, from offshore. But I know lots of people have gone whale watching and stuff and have gotten to see them up close, but they are awesome creatures. Oh, you guys have done that.
Certainly is. But the point I was trying to make so poorly, that the DSS 17 that we talked about a few weeks ago, really it was the last or is the last regular, it might be one of the last 17 series guitars, period. But you can't find many slope shoulder dreadnoughts at Martin. It certainly was the only slope shoulder dreadnought 17. And I just think it's fascinating. I didn't get to ask them exactly why they chose that, but going away from the original 00L Earth, and then the Biosphere was an OM, Biosphere 2 being a dreadnought slope shoulder, it's another good reason for us to reach out to Robert. When I ask him about the whale, I'll also ask him, I'll get him on the phone and find out some good follow-up questions. But I think it's important and I appreciate it that they've resurrected the DSS 17 body style and size, because frankly, this is a 17 if you take away the artwork and the attachment to the Earth Day connection. The platform they're using, if they would start making a DSS Biosphere 2 and forget to paint it, you'd be getting another DSS 17. And I think that body size and construction is really, really worth doing more of.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's interesting. I didn't look at it quite that way. And yeah, I was a big fan of the DSS 17s. And they're not for everyone. I think I think they really, you know, paid homage to the Gibson slope-shouldered jumbos, as they call them. And, you know, that's where the first idea came from, just like the slope-shouldered 00 for the Gibsons from the 1930s. And but very successful design. And, of course, they don't sound like Gibsons at all. They sound like Martins. But, yes, but this is everything about this guitar is environmentally conscious. It has no plastic in the on the, you know, the construction has no plastic and uses certified woods or sustainable woods. The satin finish on it is more environmentally friendly than the traditional nitrocellulose finish they use on the standard series. So like their previous two Earth guitars, Earth Day guitars, it's made very much with an eye on sustainability and also to, you know, get the message out again about Martin's commitment to the planet and preservation of our natural resources. And now I think I remember those whales are humpback whales. I call them pilot whales. They're actually humpback whales. I knew that was rattling around my brain somewhere. But those are the ones that's got the very big, odd-shaped mouth. And so those are humpback whales. But so good for Robert. If you haven't, if you don't remember, in the previous bios, it showed a coral reef with a big sea turtle on it. So that was also a very beautiful painting that ended up on the top of the OM. And the original Earth Day, of course, had a picture of Earth, the sun rising, and a stylized sun, you know, sunburst, as you will, coming up over the edge of the planet. And so really, you know, hey, I like his work a lot, but I think these three guitars are, you know, some really exceptional, artwork on them. And, so I look, I'm very forward to playing one. Now it's not just those three guitars in the exhibit. However, the exhibit also has other guitars that have sustainability in mind. And, so it's not something Martin does once a year. It's something they've been doing on and off. Back in the previous century, they had the SW guitars, the Smartwood guitars, they called them. Mm-hmm. And this was all before the FSC certification stuff came into being for Martin. But the same idea of using primarily domestic American woods and renewable trees. And they've, you know, followed up with some Martin artist models. Sting had a size 5 Tours guitar that he had made that he, as a signature model, that he very much wanted to be environmentally friendly. And the new Inception guitar, also made with sustainability in mind and with domestic woods on the body of walnut and maple and European certified, again, certified meaning it's coming from certifiably responsible sources from forests that are managed in a responsible way with considerable effort toward sustaining those forests and renewing the trees and replanting, as well as anytime they talk about responsible forests, they're also referring to the wildlife that lives in the forest and the humans, depending on where you are in the world, you know, respecting the local populations and all of that stuff. And so happy Earth Day. And hopefully we'll, you know, be able to have another Earth Day next year and be able to say we've made some, you know, something as a society and as a nation in heading in the right direction of sustaining the planet and the nature that we depend on, including the humpback whales and the coral reefs.
Yeah, and it's funny you brought up the GPCE Inception. I was hoping you would. And the little interview that I got to do with Robert and Chris, Tim Teal was standing right off camera for about 2 or 3 minutes. And Robert quickly said, "No, you're coming up here too." And as soon as Tim got on camera, one of the things he really wanted to bring to light was to make sure he, you know, responsibly reminded us that the Inception's also in this case, in this display. And it's, you know, for good reason. They really are as committed to that model, is bringing the commitment, you know, to the forefront as much as these Earth guitars and the whales and the biospheres. That guitar should not be forgotten, you know, on a big Earth Day celebration, and when they're talking about the brand new DSS-17, don't forget it's not that old yet. The inception is every bit as conscious of saving the environment, and they're just as dedicated in that program as well. And you brought up a good point last time we talked about that model, that the inception is a series, it's not a guitar. So hopefully the GPCE Inception Maple is just one of many guitars that, you know, fits that description, fits into that mold, and we'll see the inception. You know, we can't really tell a lot this early, or at least we're not allowed to, that there might be other guitars named Inception, you know, coming sooner than later and continuing that whole idea. And they're going to be just as environmentally conscious as well. So selfishly, when I went there to look at the new guitar, I really expected to see the Earth, the Biosphere, and the Biosphere 2. And if you're not really thinking about the right things with an open mind, you kind of stop there. And if you really try to think of someone else who might have visited the factory this week, did you see the new display? What do you think of the Earth Day conscious things? I'm not entirely sure that the inception comes to your mind right away. And for good reason, it certainly is included, you know?
Well, yes. And it is, it's a really good guitar. And like the Cherry Hill Customs that they have as well, which is made with Cherry from Pennsylvania. We're going to be seeing that line is going to continue, though they may not call it Cherry Hill. They may have different names for them, these custom shop specials. But they also will be made with the sustainability in mind. So, you know, it's definitely part of Martin's business plan going forward to continue to dedicate a good percentage of their efforts toward environmentally sound and sustainability-oriented models. So it's, like I said, it's not just on Earth Day. It's all year-round for them. And it really has been going back well into the 1970s. And in some respects, you can follow it all the way back to at least to Frank Henry Martin, which was Chris's great-grandfather, and when, you know, they started to pay more attention to what their business... how their business impacted the natural world. And so very cool. Did you get a chance to play the new DSS?
Would you believe I did not?
They weren't going to let you near it. They're probably just too busy with all their promotional stuff.
I do want to get down there to try that, but I wasn't able to. It was one of those things advertised as 11 a.m. They're going to unveil the new exhibit, and it was noon before anything really got started. And I did have to get back to the shop. So we're taping this after I was there the first time. Maybe we'll be able to go like that. And maybe I did get a chance to play it since I just said that last sentence. Either case, please follow us on Patreon. If we do get an opportunity to show you some video footage from that guitar, we're going to give you a taste on YouTube and all the full sweetness on the Patreon side of things. So I do have every interest in seeing that. And I have made arrangements. If I don't get to play it at the factory, we're certainly in line to get our hands on it here in the studio. But yes, I expect it to sound a lot like a DSS-17. And really, it sounds cliche, but it looks so much nicer in person. And I think the pictures really do look great. But, you know, seeing it in that display case does it favors it, so to speak. So if you can, whether or not you're waiting for us to play it for you, if you have an opportunity to visit the Martin Guitar Factory, please do. Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., the entire museum is definitely something you want to see. Get yourself together and make arrangements prior, at least a day ahead of time, and reserve a tour. If you're going to go to Martin, you know, do the whole nine yards if you get a chance. But yeah, maybe if anybody gets there before me, you play it and tell us what you think, because I'm anxious to get back there again. And maybe before the end of this week, I'll be able to go and see what I can do.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know when it comes to our listeners and the people who get to see this video, and particularly those who watch this on YouTube and can comment, if you own a Martin that has FSC Woods or other sustainability conscious specs to it, and which one is it? How long have you had it? How do you like it? I would say one of my favorites is the OMC Cherry. I mean, no, OMC Cherry. OM, what do they call it? Is it just OM Cherry? I'm blanking out on the name. OME Cherry, that's what it is, yes. I think that also has a European spruce top. And maybe it's got Sitka, I don't remember now. But that's, I thought, was perhaps their best cherry model until these Cherry Hill Customs came out. That was a favorite. I also remember back when they were doing the Smartwood models. Several friends of mine had Smartwood guitars, so maybe they'll pipe in on our notes here. Do you have anything still in stock that's got that kind of FSC certified wood or stuff like that?
We definitely do have a couple of the 00L Earths from Robert Getzel, the original Earth guitar. I think we have at least two, maybe three. As far as anything else FSC certified, I don't think so. That's a good question, but I will just say on record, I know we do have the 00L Earth at the time of this taping. I'm really considering keeping one of the Earths for myself just because of our friendship with Robert Getzel, and I love that process. I love the program that's part of it. I can't say that I've compared the 00L to the... I really haven't compared it to anything. I've played the Biosphere at Martin, but I haven't played it against the 00L Earth. And I certainly, when I get an opportunity to play the DSS, I don't know that I can confidently be sure that I'll be able to play it against anything. It might just be, you know, here, play it and put it back. But yeah, the Earth is the one that's in stock here. And if you want more information about that, please give us a call. We're still an authorized dealer for the guitars we do have. So although we're not signed up for 2024, Mari's Music literally does have probably 100 guitars still in stock. When they sell out, they're gone, but we are, you know, authorized and selling them new with warranty. So before somebody does pick them up, we're actively trying to find someone to buy our store and take it over. But until that does happen, the inventory is still for sale. So
let's take a look at the specs. So it has a slope shoulder, 14 fret dreadnought body. It's got the simple dovetail neck joint that is made by robots, but then, you know, put together by humans. And it's got their scalloped X bracing, as basically everything made in Nazareth, Pennsylvania these days, with a few exceptions like the D35 and the D28. Back and sides are African sapele, which is a species of African mahogany that's gorgeous, a lot of copper sheen, and typically... like broad striping and banding in it. Satin finish on the neck and the body. Modified low oval with a high performance taper like most Martins made today. So it's got the 1 3/4 inch nut width, but 2 1/8 at the up at the 12th fret. This one does not come with electronics, but it has the custom reproduction of Robert's painting, of course, on the top. The binding is certified European maple, so it's got the flame maple binding, so it does not have plastic binding, and also certified wood for any detailing around the edge of the body. No pickguards because it's got that pretty painting. It's got a modern straight line bridge, which is kind of cool. They don't use those very often. And what do you call it? The string spacing is 2 5/32. Excuse me, the bridge is certified ebony, so it is a wooden bridge, but it is, again, Forest Stewardship Council certified wood. And, the back detailing, same thing, FSC. It's got a certified select mahogany neck, but also from a FSC certified grower, dealer, forest. And the side dots are aluminum rather than plastic, which is also pretty cool. To see if there's any other stuff here. Nikola open gear tuners. The head plate material is also ebony. So ebony board and bridge and head plate. So very cool. And I believe those fret markers look like they might be maple as well. Let me take a look at the fret markers. It says they're dots, but it doesn't tell us what they're made from. Huh. They don't look like, they're definitely not plastic. So I'm going to go with they look like they may, in fact, be figured maple fingerboard dots. But I can't see them from here at this angle to see. Oh, here's a close-up of the fretboard. And no, I bet you they're sapele. They look like they're sapele dots. That's cool. Now I really want to see it in person. So,
is anything on this guitar made of whale?
That's a whale of a question. And speaking of questions... perhaps we need a 20-ton game of 20-ton questions. What do you think?
How about we do, but the answers have to be guitars with whales on them.
Well, since I get to guess this time, that'll go pretty quick.
I'm thinking of a guitar with two whales on the front.
Is it the Biosphere 2?
Humpback. 20 questions. All right, the game of 20 questions. You guys know how this is going to work. I'm going to think of a guitar that Martin currently has in production. It is not discontinued. It is still available for sale. It's not a custom shop. Spoon gets to guess 20 questions, 20 yes or no questions, to figure out what I'm thinking in my whale of a brain. He can guess up to 3 model name guesses, but each one of those counts towards the 20. And this is not to be confused with 20 questions, asterisks equals 10 questions, the fast-paced fun game that I've been playing at Martin, where we corner Martin employees and make them guess 10 times. This is the full Monty. This is the entire school of whales, or like fish. Are whales in schools or groups?
They're in pods.
Pods. So this isn't just the pod that you listen to every week. We're going to do the full pod of whales of 20 questions. 20 questions on the clock, and go.
Is this guitar made in Nazareth, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Does this guitar have sloped shoulders?
No. Nice try.
Does this guitar have a spruce top?
Yes.
Is this guitar a dreadnought?
Yes.
Does this guitar have pearl anywhere on the top?
No.
Does this guitar have a torrified top?
No.
Is this guitar in the standard series?
Yes.
Does this guitar have a rosewood back and sides?
Yes.
So does this guitar have a two-piece back?
No.
Is this guitar in HD35?
No.
Is this guitar a D35?
Yes!
Well, there you are. There you are. Speaking of three-piece backs of the D35, the GPC Inception that we just talked about has a three-piece back with a walnut center wedge on with the maple, which I think really does sound good. You can hear the walnut in the voice.
You did good, Spoon. You did good. Congratulations on a really fun game of 20 questions. I can't think of a whale pun, but I would have said it right there if I had it ready.
Well, I may have to celebrate with a Carvel Fudgy the Whale cake.
Ah, there you go.
So who at the factory has done 10 questions recently?
Tim Teal was the most recent. Brent from sales. Jason from the museum. Mike Dickinson told me a good list of names that I should be asking when I go there next time, which is going to be this week. I promptly lost that list, so I have to email him again. But he's basically got 4 or 5 ringers, so to speak, that would love to play and be really good at it.
Is Leslie Mamalie on there?
No, but she should be. Yes, thank you for that reminder. Let me put her name in my phone. Leslie. Are you going to cheat and give her the answers?
I won't need to do that. There are a few people there that know as much as she does about Martin guitars. So,
Leslie, if you're listening, I'm coming for you. Get ready. And if anybody here is listening to this that's been at Martin, please accept my sincere thank you for playing my game, because it's an interruption. I'm basically getting these people at work and saying, come here, go in front of a camera.
Indeed. Indeed. So. And yeah, pretty soon you'll walk in and it'll be like tumbleweeds, because it's like, there's Mario. Jumping into plant holders. No, but seriously.
Well, I tried.
Yeah. But, speaking of plants, I really hope this exhibit sticks around for a while, because I really wanted to see it. And when you said it replaced the Joan Baez, I was like, oh, no, I wonder if this is going to be short-lived as well. But maybe not. They'll probably keep this one around for a while. And I haven't seen this tree you spoke of except in the background, but I know Robert had referred to it. You mentioned it being psychedelic or paisley, but I think his concept was he wanted it to look like mosaic tiles. But so I don't know. I didn't see it up close to see if it's painted, but it's supposed to look like a mosaic of brightly colored tiles. So I'm really curious. I'd love to see that up close, as well as the other pieces of the exhibit, because they. I noticed. I think Chris mentioned something about the different things from the factory are on display there that sort of tell the story of how Martin is involved in sustainability. I mean, they do a lot of recycling. They recycle basically all of the sawdust that goes flying up into those giant vacuums they use there for the sanders and all that. I'm sure a lot of that stuff gets repurposed. And of course, all the strings, they go through so many strings at that factory, that all gets recycled. And their scrap wood, you know, and other stuff gets turned into fuel pellets and that kind of stuff. So good for them. As for Earth Day, I'd just like to bring to the general attention the name Hudson Dodd. Hudson Dodd. If anybody is in touch with Hudson Dodd, tell him I would like to meet up with him. It was a guy I knew in college who I know was very involved in Earth Day in Oregon. He went out there after college and kind of nobody knows where he is now. You know, nobody from my set knows where he is, what happened to him. So Hudson, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you're still very involved in Earth Day. I'm not sure if he was in Eugene or Corvallis, but he like literally started the, you know, was the head of the Earth Day movement out there. You know, at least from his era when he went out there, And his father was the poet Wayne Dodd, who taught at my university, so that's how I got to know Hudson. But but he was, you know, always very conscious about, you know, recycling and all that stuff when it wasn't quite in vogue yet, back in the 19 and
I think your mic cut out there for a second.
Yes, of course. I was, you know, like Carl Sagan. I went to college when I was 13, of course. So that's why I was back then.
Of course, but I think everybody assumes that. so, do you remember the first cars?
Yeah, you had to like run real fast to get them going, like Red Phillipsum. Well, that's another thing, too. We're just speaking about ecology. Just kind of go off topic a little bit. I'm happy to see more and more electric guitars and, you know, hybrid guitars. They're definitely becoming mainstream now. And there was a time when, you know, you basically imagined an electric guitar not being much faster than a golf cart, you know, or, a, you know, something like that.
You mean car?
Car, yeah, electric car. Huh. Cars, I should say a little slower. Electric cars and hybrid cars.
I thought you said, all right. I thought you said electric guitars.
Yes, well, there's plenty of those here in New York City, too.
I want to break it to you, but they've been around.
You wouldn't know it if you saw my collection, but.
Well, that, or mine. Yeah, I have two. Yeah, but, wow. Some episodes are more polished than other episodes, and that's the way it's going to be.
Well, this was kind of, I wouldn't say a surprise. We definitely wanted to mention this guitar, but when they opened up the exhibit, you actually got to go to the exhibit. So can you spill some stories that must have been going around with those guys?
I should close this episode up with a cute one, and I don't know how many times this has been told, but there was another good evidence of me with my camera, my microphones, and a lot of the good stuff happened before I turned everything on. But Chris Martin was talking to Robert Getzel, and within an earshot, it was Tim Teal and some other people in the museum and me. And there must be a story that they weren't going to tell the whole thing. So this is a little piece of it. But apparently that when they were all young, you know, Chris and his cousins, including Robert, I think Chris might have been the oldest in this, at least in this story, and he was the one first to drive. And legend has it, because it's legend now, because this is days ago that I heard about it. They were all driving somewhere on 378 in Bethlehem area, Pennsylvania. And one of the people in the car grabbed a pack of cigarettes and lit one up and threw the pack into the woods. And Chris slams on the brakes and says, "No way, you're not littering. Get out and get that. Go find that trash." And the way Robert kind of added his two cents was, it was dark. And you know, we don't know where. There's like, well, pick up something. There's trash somewhere. Get out of this car and pick up some trash. I know you'll find some, even if it's in the dark. And that was reminding everybody that Chris Martin was a teenager, probably 16 years old. And the joke is, even before then, he was that serious about the environment. But he makes a good point that the Poconos, you know, back in whenever that was, and I, Spoon's microphone cut out a minute ago, mine would cut out too if I would say the year, way, way back before it got overpopulated and just over-commercialized, his attitude was, this is like a gorgeous planet. What are you doing? Why would you throw trash and add to a problem? And that was Robert's eyes got really big, at least on camera for us. And he's like, you're that serious about the environment. And it's for somebody to be 16 years old criticizing and parenting 14 or 13 year olds and stopping the car. I've never been in a car with anybody at any age. Of course, I've never thrown garbage out the window either, but to have the guy slam on the brakes and force somebody to jump out of the car, and even if you don't find your own, pick up some trash. That was a little portion of a good story that Chris and Robert started to tell. And it really sounded like there was a lot more they either didn't want to tell for good or bad reasons. But this isn't something that Chris Martin, you know, devised 4 years ago or 5 years ago. This is something that's really important to Chris and always has been. And that was a lighthearted way to say this. We're not jumping on a bandwagon. This is very important and always has been. And even, you know, Chris and Tim Thiel corrected that story to say, listen, this whole thing started 190 years ago. Martin, the company, has been very serious about this long before Chris. So that's the story that I can take away from that's allowed to be told. I should say it that way.
Fair enough. I'm sure there were some other ones that won't see the light of day. I know what it's like when you get there and those guys all sit around and start talking. But yes, it is something that's always been very important to him. And just for example, Martin, like a lot of people, started using fossilized ivory for saddles because they were in mammoth ivory, you know, with basically a mammoth would be found under the permafrost, and people would take the tusks, partially fossilized tusks, and use the stuff. And then he read the article in National Geographic about how that had blown up into an change from being like local people finding the stuff to people spending money to go in and basically search for these long, you know, dead fossilized or partially fossilized creatures, and how bad it was for the environment. And Chris, like that day, just picked up the phone and said, we're not buying any more fossilized ivory. And wow. Then started, you know, basically telling everybody else about it as well in the industry. And so that was the end of that, you know. And he's always been very, very serious about it. He's always had to walk that tightrope between modernization and Martin tradition. And he's done it so successfully. And he's also had to, like a lot of business owners whose products rely on natural resources, have had to find ways to improve and basically lessen their impact on the environment while staying in business. And so, and you know, there was a time where there were maybe one or two tree plantations, you know, that were planting trees and raising trees for that were the kind of timbers that you would use in musical instruments. Now they have them in a variety of places around the world, as well as these now sustainable forests where it isn't like a tree farm, but where they've been planting mahogany trees and stuff in natural forests and letting them grow and become part of the forests and managing the forests, you know, for the, you know, future generations that will ultimately end up harvesting that mahogany tree, but from within a forest environment, all that stuff. And Chris Martin, again, in the guitar industry, has always been a major supporter and encourager of that. Even when he was in India, you know, talking to the people in those forests, you know, about sustainability and helping them try to find ways to protect the Indian rosewood and try to turn it into a sustainable, resource before it's all gone, you know. And so good for him. I'm hoping the company continues to follow in his shining example after you know, our generation's gone and Martin Guitar is continuing to make great guitars in the future.
Oh, yeah. We like to joke a lot on this podcast, but this episode really is pretty serious. And if you're dedicated to the same kind of causes, please do what you can to get to Martin and check out this exhibit. Bring some friends. Spread the awareness. I know Robert was very vocal talking about, you know, the biggest reason they're doing this display and this exhibit. They want to get people interested in the topic, not just to see these pretty guitars, but actually get their mind on the being environmentally conscious. It's definitely worth checking out. Look this up on the internet. You'll find some good resources and good stories, not just from us, but there were some news outlets that did a real nice piece on this. And Robert is a great follow on Instagram, RF Getzel. We'll make sure we put that in the show notes as well. But this is a really fun topic and a really good educational one. And I know it's near and dear to Chris Martin and the team. I don't know how many other guitar manufacturers put an exhibit together of this sort of thing in their museum. I don't think this is commonplace. Don't let this seem routine to you or just like, well, sure, they have a museum. What else are they going to do? No, they put a lot of time and money and effort into this idea. And if you're really dedicated, go ahead and buy a 00L Earth and a Biosphere and a Biosphere 2 and show the world that you're more dedicated than the next guy. But kidding aside, this is a really, really real topic, and I'm glad we got to talk about it. And speaking of Almost Gone, I don't know if you can hear the music in the distant spoon, but I can, and you know what the music means. It's about time for us to
swim away into the sunset.
I'll use that. I think it's time we swim away into the sunset. If you look at that Biosphere 2, just picture Spoon and Mari are those two whales swimming away in the sunset, swimming from probably from the end pin to the fretboard, if I remember. That's a good trivia question. Which direction are they swimming? You go figure that out. And in the meantime, we'll sign off for today. But from all of us at Martins & Moore, thanks for listening.
Hear you later.